Let the gloom of the day settle in on your mind. Shake it off. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got a couple of places in Scripture that I'll be looking at, but I want to. They don't have this up there in the on the screen, and they won't be putting it on the screen. But I want to read a verse of Scripture to you from the New Testament, and I want you to get a hold of this verse because it applies to all of us who are going up current, upstream. In Romans chapter 4 and verse number 17, this is not just filler words. This is a message from God to His people. And it's so significant because you are not going to go any further than your testimony lets you go. Boy, that went over good. You are not going to go any further. You are where your testimony carries you. Verse number 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as what? But pastor, I can't say that calling them not as though they were. Those things which be not. Now, some people in here tonight have got issues, probably physical needs, whatever. But it's time to start agreeing with the Word of God. Amen? How can two walk together except they agree? I'm not asking God to agree with me. I'm praying, God, help me to agree with you. I must agree with God about every decree that He says. He caught verse 17 again, which calleth those things which be not. They're not existent. They're not existent. But yet you speak them, and this is not some quacky theory. You speak it and believe it, and God brings it to pass. Amen? Now, it may not happen the first time you speak it, but steadfastly reprove and rebuke the devil. Hello? If it doesn't happen on Monday, be hammering at it Tuesday. Call it as being done. Now, most of us in here have seen this work. We've seen the application of this, that the disease still was lingering, the problem was still existing, but you didn't give up. You held on. And it's not tenacity. It's agreeing with the Word of God. It's believing and saying what God said. Amen? What things soever thou sayest. Amen? By thy words thou art justified, and by thy words thou art condemned. This power of life and death in the tongue. Am I talking to you? One of the great impediments, one of the great hindrances to the Christian community is the wrong confession. We're confessing what we feel. Oh, I just feel something. We're speaking our feelings rather than our faith. Until I can shift gears, I just feel God. Until I can just shift gears and start saying what my faith believes. My faith says the symptom might be there, but God has got it under control. My faith says at some point I will be delivered. Hello, church. Do you understand? I mean, I know you do, so I'm not trying to belittle you or whatever. But we must testify. Speak the things that thou hast seen and heard. Amen? Go forth, go into all the world and preach the gospel. What is it? That's verbalization. Am I right? So Abraham, how you doing, Abraham? See, you got to understand, Abram means father. Abraham means father of many. Sarah is not mother of many right now in this context. She's barren. But God says she's going to have a lot of children. God said, Abraham, in fact, I'm going to change your name. You're no longer going to be Abram. You're going to be Abraham. Can you see him walking down the street and people say, well, that's Abraham. No, that's Abraham. Well, how many children does he have? Don't have any now. He's 75 years old. He don't have a child. Don't even have nothing. No, you know. But he believes what God said. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Am I talking to you? See, that's the thing about it. We waver in what we believe. Abraham, how you doing today? Oh, father of many children. Hello. Y'all are excited. You saw the other night when they sang that song with the card, poster paper up here. One of them was, the doctor said I could not have a child, but I gave birth and I gave the date. The doctor does not hold the final decree. Am I talking to you? I know we are programmed that way, but he does not hold the final decree. Someone was testifying this morning about a miracle, you know, how the doctor, I don't know, anyway. All right, let's go. I'm not going to get you motivated. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Amen. Psalm 34 and verse number 19. Psalm 34 and verse 19. There are 16 words in this verse. And I want you to count and see what the very middle of that verse is. Count those. If you got it, count. Look it on the screen. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And tell me what is the middle word. Say it loud. But many, somebody say many, are the afflictions of the righteous. What's that next word? But the Lord delivereth him out of what? Out of them all. Many are there. But God hinges that whole verse on the middle word. But tonight, if you're going with your back against the wall and you don't know what to do and how to handle things, I've got good news for you. You're peddling, treading water. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. There is deliverance in God. Amen. God didn't say God delivered them out of some. There are people sitting upon these pews tonight who have been delivered from many things. Affliction, sickness, whatever, been delivered. Many. Somebody say it again. Many. Are the afflictions. That's not just physical. That could be emotional, physical, whatever, hindrances. But the Lord delivered him. Oh, glory to God. Psalm 124, all 8 verses. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, oh, glory to God. Brother Jimmy, you got God on your side. Hey, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, when the clouds hung low, when the pain was in the body, when the perplexity was there, I had somebody with me. I wasn't walking by myself. Glory to God. Somebody was walking in tandem with me. Hallelujah. I was weak, but he's strong. I was frail, but he's powerful. I was slow, but he's fast. He comes to the rest. Call upon me. Hallelujah. And I will answer you. Did he say it? Hallelujah. He's waiting. Even tonight, he's waiting for somebody to say, I need you on my side. I need you on my side. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, on my side, am I talking to anybody? Let's. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, we would have got swamped. We would have got bowled over. But somebody was with us. Somebody held on to our hand. Somebody said, you may sink a little bit, but you're not going to be swamped over. Somebody said, the waves might come into your boat, but you're going to get to shore. Somebody said, hold on, child. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Somebody said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Oh, somebody praise him. Hallelujah. Then they had swallowed us up quick. They would have devoured us. Hallelujah. When their wrath was kindled against us. How many know that as a child of God, everybody don't love you? Amen. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. He still feels the frustration, but he said, the Lord help me. Amen. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. He put that who made heaven and earth there to tell us there's no greater one than God is. Now, you know, I got to go to the first verse of chapter of 125. They, somebody say they, that trust in the Lord shall be. Not will be, kind of, hopefully. If you trust in the Lord, something's going to happen. Look at it. Shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. If you trust God, if you trust in the Lord, you are unmovable. Amen. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord round and about him, them that trust him. I got to thinking, I'm here in this place called, spiritually called Jerusalem, and there's mountains round about, and the devil can't get me. Oh, come on, church. I look in front of me, there's Mount Sinai, the law. I got the law on my side. There's Mount Calvary. There's Mount Moriah. There's Mount Hebron. There's Mount Nebo. Every one of them has got significance. Every one of them has got importance. And they are around about me, and I'm planted right in the middle of them. Y'all, that didn't... Hallelujah. Let me get started. Are y'all going to help me out for a few minutes? These, Sister Elizabeth, Brother Craig, and Brother Edsel, and Sister Paula did a magnificent job. Yeah, that's right. That's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I talking to y'all? We can call God Father. We can call him Abba. We can call him many names. We can say he's my shepherd. He's my protector. He's my savior. But let me remind you, don't ever leave out the idea that he's our deliverer. A very present help in the time of trouble. Amen? The Bible is the story of man's helplessness. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. It's the story of man's helplessness and of God's deliverance. Man can't, God can. Man don't, God does. God didn't come to just teach us a lesson. God came to help us cope. God is not against us. God is for us. The best cheerleader you've got is God cheering you on. Come on, children. The treasure is waiting. Oh, my God. God is not trying to push us over the cliff. God is trying to rescue us from disaster. Amen? It's the will of God that we flourish as trees planted in the house of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. The psalm says, many, he didn't say maybe, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Somebody's going through them right now. That's life. You might have just survived one. That's life. There'll be another one down the road waiting for you. But Can I get a witness out there? But the bad news is there are afflictions. The good news is, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. He's not going to skip jump. He's not going to leapfrog. Every one of them, he'll say to you, don't dodge it. Don't run from it. Just go forward. Because when you go forward, I'm going forward. When you pick up your foot, I'm picking my foot up. Hallelujah to God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah to God. No trial can come and knock us down but what God allows. But with every temptation, he'll make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. I can, I can, I can, I can, I can. Hatashaka basaya. I can, I will, I'll overcome. I'll defeat the devil. I'll come out of this mess. I'm not going to whine. I'm not going to cry. I'm coming out. Oh, look at me. Look at you. You got scars on you from the trials that you've been through. You got scars on you from the test that you've been through. But you're here tonight. You're testifying tonight by your presence in the house of God that I'm greater than the devil is, that I'm stronger than the devil is, that I'm more powerful than the devil is. I've got witness. Glory to God. Can I get a witness out there? Hallelujah to God. If it had not been, glory to God. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm serving a delivering God. He don't walk by the fiery furnace and look at us and say, you deserve that. He don't pass by the den of lions and say, wish you luck. He rolls his sleeve up, so to speak, and gets down in the den of lions. He goes by the fiery furnace and walks into it and says, I'll be here as long as you're here. And when you leave and your cousin comes, I'll be here when he comes. Somebody praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To anyone here who is hemmed in, who's hampered with problems and confused as to why you're going through all your stuff that you're going through, God has a solid promise for you. Hold on to this. Take a hold of it. It's a solid promise. You may go into the land of affliction, but the Lord. But the Lord. How many? Oh, my God. How many will testify by the upraising of your hand that you've been brought out? You've been brought out. As soon as my button gets unbuttoned, I'm going to be brought out. Hallelujah. How many can testify that somewhere in the past year, 2 years or whatever, you went through severe trials? Anybody? Anybody? Yes, Shalom, Basika. Devil, you've been peeping through the keyhole. Did you see those hands? But they're in the house of God tonight testifying that God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, if you were going through what I'm going through, you wouldn't be like that. Let me just clue you in. Most of us have been through what you're going through. Most of us have tasted the bitter cup. That's part of life. Jesus said, if it be your will, let it pass. But never the less. If you want me to drink, if you want me to drink it, give it here. I'll drink every drop of it. Hallelujah. Because when I obey you, God, I come out the better man. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you got faith. But then things happen and you go down in the valley. That's when you start showing your true colors. The mountain don't show your true colors. The mountain shows you the image that you want to project. But it's when you're in the valley, when you're fighting demons, that's when your true color comes. That's when the devil says, why don't you stay home from church? That's when the devil says, why don't you drop out of the race? That's when the devil says, what's the use in holding on? It doesn't pay off. That's when you are tested. That's when you're tried. That's when your faith is put to the test. But you've got to back up and say, whoa. Wait a minute, devil. I'm not supposed to listen to you. I'm supposed to listen to God. Hey, shatala bayanda. If we could get our people to act like they believe what they believe. I'm not being ugly. We talk out of one side of the mouth about how great our faith is. And then the other side of our mouth, we talk about how much trouble we're going through. Amen. But I told you a while ago, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. He's just waiting for you. You're headed to picture it in your mind. You're headed to some place of trouble right now. One way or the other. And God is there waiting for you. He'll be there before you get there. And he'll say, I'll make a way. Anybody? I'm just trying to say to you, it's time for us to put our religion on show. Hello? It's time that people see that we believe what we believe. Hatashalaba. Glory to God. Don't let's shout up in the rafters and live in the basement. Oh, hallelujah, I feel God. So the middle word of those 16 words in that verse 19, is but. You got problems, you don't know what to do, you don't know how to handle it, you're going through trials and tribulations, but God. Somebody needs to stand up right now and say, I'm in the midst of a fire, but I'm not worried about it, but God. But God. But God. Shatalaba Shabaka. But God is going to deliver me. Hallelujah. I'm counting on him. I'm counting on him. He's going to pull me out. He's going to carry me through. But God. But God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. You know what you're doing? You tell your friends, watch me. Hello? You tell your friends, you'll be there after a while, but you watch me. I'm going through this, or I'm just coming out of this, but I'm not thinking giving up. I'm not thinking going back. I'm not thinking wilting and withering. I'm thinking victory is mine, saith the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Many are the afflictions. Oh, hallelujah. I put this little title on this, divine intervention. Oh, God wants to intervene in some lives. God wants to step into the circle that you walk in. God wants to say to you, give me your hand. You can't cope with this by yourself. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I feel God in this place. Then we go to the Bible and we find a list of situations that literally existed and God stepped in. That's what God is waiting to do tonight, to step in. You don't have to tell him all the ABCs. All you got, sometimes you don't know how to pray. Sometimes you don't know how to cope with what, but God understands groans, with groanings that cannot be uttered. God knows about the groanings of your heart. He comes down and he consoles you. He's a comforter. Is that what the Bible says? He's a comforter. But the Kadamosha. I know God's doing something to somebody tonight. All some of us need is somebody to lift us up by speaking the truth. Sometimes we need to be scolded. Sometimes we need to be corrected. But more than that, we need somebody to walk in that circle we're in and say, let's get out of here. We're not going to live another day like this. We're not going to go through another battle like this. No, sirree. Our God is a mighty God, and we're going to serve him. And we're coming out of this hell. We're coming out of this mess. We're overcoming. Hey! Hademosha. Do you remember reading about the Song of Solomon? And that Shumanite is in the wilderness. And she's floundering around. And she comes out. And they say, who is this coming out of the wilderness leaning? She learned, you know what the wilderness, do you know what the wilderness does to you? It teaches you who to lean on. It teaches you who to lean on. It teaches you that you ain't good enough and strong enough and wise enough. It teaches you, I'm not talking to anybody. It teaches you that you need somebody bigger than you are, stronger than you are, and wiser than you are. Hallelujah. And he's waiting. He's waiting. So the wilderness is not to, let me repeat what I said. What we need, maybe people here tonight need, somebody just to give you a positive word. You know what you need insofar as prayers and repentance and all that. You know that. And if you're not with a clean heart, you're not going to get any of it. Amen? But what you need, what we need to do is begin to present the message of liberty. Our God is a mighty God. They sing around, our God is awesome. Is that just a song? Is that just words that we sing? Or is that really the sentiments of my heart? Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. He can. He can. He can. He has. He will. The little boy, it probably didn't happen, but I read it. It's cute and it's meaningful. He's walking up and down the sidewalk past the barbershop holding a piece of paper, and he's just smiling. He's just smiling. And finally, the barber got irritated and said, I got to find out what's he grinning about. And he goes out and stops the young man. He says, I want to look at that piece of paper. He knew the young man was confident. I want to look at that piece of paper. I want to know why you're grinning. Why are you so, you just walked by here all morning long just grinning. Show me that piece of paper. Passed the piece of paper to him, said, and it shall come to pass. Whatever you're going through, if it's behind your income tax, it'll pass. You might be looking through jail bars, but it'll pass. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're coping with, whatever's going to happen, the sun is going to come up tomorrow. Am I right? Don't worry about it. Life is going to go on. The mailman will come by. The funeral people will come by somebody's place. Life goes on. But are you going on? Are y'all with me? Amen? See, the psalmist gives us a history. We're told how the Hebrews were treated. That's not in your Bible just for casual Sunday afternoon reading. That's letting you know a class of people called Jewish Hebrew people were persecuted, were opposed, and were ostracized, were maltreated. And God gives us a running record of it. Because if they were mistreated and God stepped into them, he has no respect of persons and he'll step in me. I can always hold up with an honest heart. I can always hold up before God. If I see that God, and my heart's honest, and I see that God is not paying any attention to my need, but he's blessing you, then I can say, Lord, whoa, 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 whoa. You said you have no respect of person. Didn't he say that? And if you do it for him, he's just as human as I am, and I've got my slate clean to the best I know, I'm expecting you to give me the same treatment. That's not being ferocious. That's not being arrogant. That's honest. I think God honors that. I think God says, now there's one of my children that know what my provisions are. Amen. There's one of my children. I mean, Phyllis come in the house on this Facebook, you know. Phyllis come in the house the other day. It amused me. We don't keep soft drinks at the house because we don't drink them. And but we knew we were Thanksgiving, you were going to have come. So there was them little small cans of ginger ale. Phyllis walks to the refrigerator. Hello, Phyllis. She walks to the refrigerator, opens the refrigerator, reaches in, gets the ginger ale. I said, now she knows she's welcome to it. She knows she don't have to say, I'd like to have a ginger ale or whatever. She just What's yours is mine. What's mine is yours. And she drank it. And, oh, it just pleases God for me to come up to the window of heaven and say, "Ah, just pass me a ginger ale," or whatever. Pass me some heavenly beverage. When I'm positive. When I'm positive, not arrogant, but positive that God will honor my word, it blesses God. He said, again, "Behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Do y'all believe what I'm preaching? Hadamoshah. I just felt the witness of the Holy Ghost. Somebody's getting the undergirded tonight. Ba-da-ta-ta-da-da-ba-ta-ta-ya. Somebody's getting the undergirded strapped on. And that lifting, the tide, my God. I don't know anything about boats and motors and all that stuff. I just know tide comes in and tide goes out. Amen? And somebody, you've been sinking, but the undergirding is getting strengthened by the word tonight. And the tide is going to come in and raise you up. I mean, look, they have had those ferries and ships and boats of all kinds have hit sandbars before. Stuck. Am I right? Some of you guys helped me out. And got stuck. And they knew the only thing to do. What are you waiting on? Why don't you crank it up and put it in reverse? No, that would just burn the motor up. What are you waiting on? The tide's coming in. Woo! Some of you, the tide is on its way right now. A tide of goodness. A tide of power, a tide of victory, a tide of deliverance. Some of you, the tide is coming in. You're stuck on a sandbar. You don't know how to get out. You've tried all the tricks you know, but it's still stuck. But don't you fret. Don't you worry, because the tide's coming in. Glory to God. And the tide's going to raise you up. The tide is going to liberate you. It's going to set. I know I'm preaching good. Amen. And that boat don't have to do anything but just wait for the water to lift it up. There's a ship coming in. Hey, there's a ship coming in your lane. It's called L-O-V-E. It's getting down under you. It's going to mesmerize your heart with the love of God. You're going to start loving where you started not loving. You're going to start caring about. Do you know? I mean, I know you know it, but let me. Our number one. What word? Our number one responsibility. Our number one calling in the whole Christian community is servanthood. Servanthood. He laid aside his robe and he girded a towel. And he bowed down in front of those disciples and washed their feet. He said, if you see this and you know, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the way out of your pit is servitude. Oh, it got so quiet in here then. I was reading the other day, actually yesterday, where this well-known female minister, evangelist, was on an airplane, and there was a lady beside her or across the aisle from her with a child, and the child was fretful. And the Spirit spoke to this first lady who was an evangelist and said, "Offer to hold that baby while that mother eats." And the evangelist said, "I can't do it because I got my silk dress on." Evidently, silk dresses are really big. I mean, I don't mean like big. Said, "I can't do it because I got my silk dress on." Said, the Spirit of God corrected her, chastised her, said, "You do what I tell you to do." She said, "Ma'am, I will hold your baby for you while you're eating and you can enjoy your meal." And the lady said, "Would you do that?" "Yeah, I'd be glad to do it." And she made sure she wasn't telling a lie when she said she'd be glad to do it. And she took the baby. The lady finished eating. And for 4 hours they on the plane, for 4 hours, the evangelist had an opportunity, 4 hours, to talk to this lady. And she was a backslidden Pentecostal believer. And it all happened. Servant! Servanthood! I got so many things. Luke chapter 10, there's a man on the dangerous road called the Jericho Road. You're traveling that road. We're on that journey. Amen? And we're headed down to Jerusalem, or up to Jerusalem. From Jerusalem to Jericho is a down journey. And it's a dangerous road. And this journey that you're on is a dangerous road. That's why you need somebody with it. And the traveler fell among thieves. And honey, there are some thieves that's waiting to get you. They'll rob your joy. They'll rob your peace. They'll rob your optimism. They'll rob your character. They'll steal from you. And this Samaritan felt something, said, go over to that. That's servanthood. Oh, y'all quieting down a minute. Are y'all ready for a few minutes more? Coming. God goes way back in history to Moses and the Red Sea. Just when the Hebrews thought they were on the road to deliverance, they came to the Red Sea, and it was their statement of impossibility. Moses, I can't believe that you brought us out here to drown. We thought you had inside information. Moses getting a little bit frustrated and panicky. There's nowhere to go. There's the Egyptian army's coming. There's mountains on one side, desert on the other side, and a Red Sea in front of them. Where are you going to go? Impossible. And they're breathing. I mean, his fellow countrymen are breathing down his neck saying, you know, you brought us out here to drown. Lord, what shall I do? Remember, many are the afflictions, but the Lord. God said, only God can say, when you got your back against the wall, when you don't know where to turn, only God can say, go forward. Only God. If your neighbor told you that, you'd look at them like they were foolish. But God said, I'm telling you to do the impossible. If you'll just hold that rod up, you've prayed long enough. You've wrestled and groaned. Sometimes you got to dust your knee pads off and get up and say, I got to do action. Hold the rod up. Holds that rod up and the wind begins to blow. See, that rod is typical of Jesus Christ and that wind is of the Holy Ghost. God said, Moses, I wouldn't have brought you out here and left you hanging. See, we want all the ins and outs before we get on the journey. But God said, Moses, hold the rod up, and I'll roll the Red Sea. You can't roll the Red Sea. You can hold the rod up, but you can't roll the water back. I'm dependent upon you to hold the rod up. Now, the rod is Jesus. You can be sure. Hasi pahayata bakai. When you're facing something you don't know how to deal with, hold the rod up. That's the name of Jesus. 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 Shata. Shata tasha bakata. Jesus. And all at once something happens. All at once faith begins to build up in your spirit. And he does what you can't do. You do what you can do, and he does what you can't do. I got to hurry up. They would have been consumed. There was nowhere to go. There was no human agency. There was nothing around. They were doomed. Isn't it amazing how God will bring people into impossible situations? The Bible's listed many of them. I mean, being led by the Spirit of God. Do you know when they come out of Egypt? God said you could have taken the journey 11 days. But there were this reason and that reason, I steered you around. I don't know what leg of your journey you're on right now, but God could have given you a shortcut. He could have given you a shortcut, but he didn't. I honestly believe that this is biblical. I honestly believe it is. God, if we're being led by the Spirit, God will bring us to places where we learn firsthand that we got to have him. Amen? And the quicker we learn it, the better off we're going to be. I mean, you know, so God said, go forward. Walk directly into your impossibility. Boy, it takes faith. It takes faith. I mean, you know, how am I going to handle this? What am I going to do? What's going to happen? What will be the ramifications of this? Don't try to answer. If you know God said go forward, go forward. Amen? Hallelujah. Moses lifted the rod of God up and God did what he promised. There was the enemy perished, but God spared the Hebrews. And starvation would have consumed them. They got no McDonald's. They got no fast food. They got no commodities, no conveniences. They would have been consumed by starvation. But that didn't surprise God. God said, I know how to feed you. Every morning when you get up, go out and pick it up from the ground. Now, I'm not going to take it into your tent. Hello? I'm not going to pamper you and I'm not going to cuddle you. But I will put it on the ground, and I will expect you to go get your quota. But the only thing I do require of you is on the day before the Sabbath, get a double portion, and then on the Sabbath, don't get any. And that hard-headed crowd, some of them, not all of them, but some of them said, "We, you know, it's just like the day." No, I know God said not to get any on the Sabbath, but I'm hungry. My belly's growling.